Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Arizona pressured Forest Service to halt fuels reduction project in rodeo burn area. As Arizona faces its largest wildfire in history with hundreds of homes destroyed and thousands of people evacuated from their homes, Governor Jane Hull has seized upon the tragedy to advance her own anti-environmental agenda. On Sunday, June 23rd, Hull appeared on television to blame environmentalists for the fire. The governor predictably failed to explain how environmentalists were to blame for the fires. Additionally, the governor failed to mention that the prescribed fire set by the U.S. Forest Service to reduce fuel loads within the burned area was stopped by state intervention. The vast majority of the Apache Sitgraves National Forest have been previously logged by the U.S. Forest Service, and a recent report by the Government Accounting Office found that only 1% of the Forest Service fuel reduction projects were challenged with appeals or lawsuits, and a second recent report by the GAO found that the Forest Service has misdirected funds from its massive fuels reduction budget away from the protection of rural communities threatened by fire. The Los Angeles Times recently reported that a prescribed fire set by the U.S. Forest Service to reduce fuels in what is now the Rodeo Chudesky Fire was stopped by unwarranted intervention by state agencies. When controlled burns were set recently in the Apache Sitgraves National Forest, where the rodeo fire now rages, nearby residents complained to state air quality officials about the smoke. The state pressured Forest Service officials to extinguish the blazes prematurely. Anderson, the planner on the Apache Sitgraves National Forest, said other plans to start controlled burns have been blocked by litigation. The governor's scapegoating of environmentalists is fundamentally inaccurate. The Center for Biological Diversity, Sierra Club, Southwest Forest Alliance, and other environmental organizations have long supported the use of both prescribed fire and thinning of small-diameter trees as the most effective methods to reduce fire danger within southwestern ponderosa pine forests. Ironically, the Center for Biological Diversity sits on the Governor's Forest Health Fire Plan Advisory Committee, a group appointed by Jane Hull to advise the Governor on community protection and forest restoration issues and to make recommendations on where to spend National Fire Plan funds. The Governor is opportunistically and cynically using this ongoing tragedy to further an anti-environmental agenda, stated Brian Segee with the Center for Biological Diversity. Not only do we strongly support community protection efforts such as wildland-urban interface treatments, prescribed burning, and small-diameter thinning, we are deeply involved in ongoing collaborative and governmental efforts to make such goals a reality. Independent studies conducted by the federal government also directly contradict charges that environmental organizations are preventing needed fuels reduction projects from being completed. As stated in an August 2001 report by the Government Accounting Office, in summary, the Forest Service has completed the necessary environmental analysis and had decided to implement 1,671 hazardous fuel reduction projects in fiscal year 2001. Of these projects, 20, about 1%, had been appealed and none had been litigated. Under the National Fire Plan, the Forest Service and other federal agencies were given over $2 billion to thin brush and small-diameter trees with an emphasis on community protection. Government Accounting Office research has concluded that the Forest Service could not account for how this money was being spent. In a January 2002 Government Accounting Office report, it stated, "It is not possible to determine if the $796 million appropriated for hazardous fuels reduction in fiscal years 2001 and 2002 is targeted to the communities and other areas at highest risk of severe wildland fires." Finally, forgotten in the governor's continued and escalating attack against environmentalists is the fact that almost all of the Apache Sitgraves National Forest, where the two fires are burning, has been intensively logged. For more information, go to the website www.biologicaldiversity.org, and we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go